Hi, everybody, and welcome to this week's Good Work Show. I'm not at home.
No, you're like out in the world.
I'm out in the world. I know. You know what? It happens sometimes. Well, I guess it's happening now. Stuff's opening right back up, but I had a meeting that I actually had to come to, and this isn't, the meeting wasn't in the space that I'm in, but I had to pop into an office that was vacant, and there's no, it's actually a vacant office, so it's not like I'm in somebody else's office that might have had COVID or something like that.
Kick somebody out.
In a safe environment.
Like, you got on a jacket, and
I know this is
like
this
a necklace.
This was way, you know.
Yeah, I'm like, wow, this was, yeah, because I'm not,
and I have on real, like, all the way through, like, you know,
all the way down here, yeah,
with the workout pants on the bottom. It slides.
You're not faking it. It's all...
I could stand up right now and it would be right.
Oh wow, I'm impressed, because I could not.
That is, yeah, that it was a lot. I'm tired.
Right. I said, I'm going to have to put on, like, get a pair of heels and just walk around my house like 3 weeks before.
Yeah, I would suggest it.
3 weeks before I know I have to go someplace. I'm like, let me get some heels and just walk to the kitchen, because
yeah,
I'm going to be looking like a baby deer.
Yeah. You need the practice again. I'll say it's not the same. I can't wait to go back home.
Oh, you, like, a couple hours I leave the house, I'm like, whoo, let me get home.
That's about it. And I can leave the house as long as I have on slides or shoes, but
it's like when I go run errands and I'm still wearing, you know, Uggs and yoga pants and a sweatshirt, yeah, like, that's fine. I'm like,
right.
But when I got to put on, right, as you know, they call what, hard bottom shoes. If I got to put on, yeah, real shoes.
Right. Right.
Real shoes is the limit. It's like, oh.
It is. Like, it's just, it's a little bit beyond, but, you know, I guess at some point, if
I had to book a plane ticket,
what will happen if I just had gotten rid of all my work clothes? Well, I start over. Yeah. I contemplated getting rid of some of them. So I was like, you know, a couple months ago, it was kind of, what's the point?
I feel like there could be you could take it down a notch, right? So, like,
I'm sure. I definitely could take it down. I mean, in my closet was ridiculous already. So I feel like we aren't going to be in the office as much anyway. So it's kind of like, it was already overkill, but now scale it back to manageable, you know?
But I also feel like even when we go there, though, like, it may not necessarily need to be, like, business, yes, attire.
Yes. Yeah.
There's a helicopter hovering over my house, and part of me feels like I should be concerned, but all the other part of me is like, that ain't none of my business. So.
Well, that's true. You don't want to be that person looking outside and they're like, oh, she saw us.
Right. I'm like, but it's also windy, so I'm like, is the helicopter low or is it just windy? I can't tell. Yeah. But anyway, but no, I booked a plane ticket.
Oh, that's good.
So I'm partly excited and part, like, apprehensive. Well,
yeah, I hope you got the kind where did you get somewhere where you can choose your seat, because you know the middle seats are okay.
Yeah, I They're did that on. I've got my good N95.
I felt like they
masks.
Should leave that out.
I really wish they would, because quite honestly, who wants that?
I mean,
that?
Who wants to sit in the middle anyway? I mean, I don't think that's a thing. Yeah. I don't even want to sit in the middle with people I know, like my family. I don't want that.
When my dad and I flew to Japan, I was like, yeah, we're just going to get the two, we're just be in the aisles, you know. Like, yeah, nobody wants to sit in that middle seat. Could you imagine sitting in a middle seat for 14 hours?
No, I don't. I think I need to take some no-dos to to go to Japan. Or no, not no-dos, the other stuff. What's the other that makes you sleep? I wanted to say tryptophan, but that does make you sleep, but that wasn't what I was saying. No. The other stuff, the seasick, whatever it is that makes you sleep.
Oh, Dramamine. Yeah. I don't, I'm horrified. A friend of mine, we were talking recently, and I'm like, I don't sleep on planes. And they were like, what do you mean? I'm like, I don't sleep on planes. Not because I'm an anxious flyer. I just don't sleep. So like that flight to Japan, I was awake. Like,
oh no. What time did you have to leave?
Our first flight was probably out. It was early. It was like before day in the morning.
Oh no.
Mm-mm. And then we flew to Dallas. And then we probably left from Dallas around noon. So it was like during the day. So it wasn't like an overnight flight, but it actually works out because of how that particular time zone is. Staying awake like that, when we landed, it was probably about 6 or 7 o'clock. Okay. And then you go to bed and then you wake up in the morning and you're kind of on the right time. Because it's like, it's a 14 hour difference, 12, depends on the time of year. It's either 13 or 14 hour difference. So it almost is an exact clock flip. So if you do it that way, you kind of, it works out. But anywho, but I do have my, I've got my good masks. So I've got my wipes.
Are you going to Japan again?
No.
Oh, I was going to say, I was like, well, that's a good one to start off on 14 hours. Like you can't get too much higher than that.
I don't think I'm at the point where I could do a mask on a plane for 14 hours. I don't think I could.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Oh no, that's
That would be a lot. No, well, anyway, ease it. But yeah, we've got a good guest today.
We do, yeah. So Siobhan DeShields is the executive director for the MSK Experience, and she's going to come on in just a second and talk to us about the organization and the work that they're doing here in the Atlanta area. So it should be pretty good.
Yeah, so good to hear that. You know, we'll keep you all up to date as we start to venture out of our homes.
Yeah, hopefully not too much of it though. I miss my purple wall behind me. I don't know about y'all, but just advocate for that. Say Elaine needs to have the purple wall at all times. I'm here. Well,
sad.
That.
Yeah, it's very we've got a very neutral palette going today.
I know. It's not
happy.
Even though this wall is yellow or whatever color it is, it's not the color that you would. It's not doing it. It's not helping the situation. Let's just say that.
Alrighty, guys. So next up, we'll hear from our guest, and we will talk to you next time.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the Good Work Show. We are excited because we are being joined by Siobhan DeShields, and she is the executive director for the MSK Experience. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me, Trinise and Elaine. I'm so happy to be here.
Absolutely. So tell us all about MSK Experience. So what's the organization and what's your mission?
Yes, so the MSK Experience was actually originally founded in 2008 in Chicago. The founder, Nikki Williams Rucker, she founded it as a pilot program in 2008. That's where we're both originally from. And then she relaunched it in 2013 when she moved to Atlanta. And she primarily served in the Fayetteville, Atlanta area. And it's really an organization that's focused on empowering women and young girls from middle high school all the way up through senior age. So we really look to serve women in every stage of their lives. And primarily our programs specifically for middle and high school girls, we work with in tandem with the schools to provide the girls with just resources that they need to really be the best selves in every shape, way, or form imaginable. So from their civic duty to resources that they need to go on to postgraduate, just everything that they need to be successful and be their best selves, we try to provide those resources for them.
So let's dig into that part a little bit, because that's really interesting that you're kind of reaching girls through the schools, but then kind of touching on a bunch of different stuff, whether it's leadership, civic engagement, health and wellness, all of those things. So break down for us, how does that actually work? What schools are you working with? So like if parents are listening and they're like, oh, I think that sounds good for my girls, how does the program work? And then how would they connect with you?
Right. So currently in Georgia, we're in Tri-Cities and Campbell High School. Those are our two schools that we're in. Due to pandemic, we had to kind of pull out of a few schools. So we're looking to expand now that things are opening back up. But it's basically an after-school program. So it is virtual right now. And basically, if we don't have a physical facilitator, you know, someone that we partner with within the school, usually it's like an advisor or a counselor or a teacher. We have someone within MSK who has that experience in education to provide them with those program resources. And so typically it's basically, you know, whatever their needs are. So sometimes we'll have specific programs where we're teaching them about something specific, whether that may be like a 6-week leadership intensive program. We also have like standalone workshops. So if we aren't able to get physically in a school, you know, having that partnership with them, because it does, you know, there is a process, there is a cost to it, then we do have standalone workshops that are also available. So say, for example, if you're child is already enrolled in an after school program, you know, maybe we can partner with that program and bring our workshop to them. Or if, you know, say that they're in a church and there are girls in there that need those kind of resources, then we can provide those as well.
Great. So tell us how the students find out about you. So you mentioned that you were in two schools. Do is there an outreach program? Do they come to you? Is there something like in conjunction with the schools to say, hey, here are some students that I think will be great for the program? Tell us how all that works.
Yeah, so absolutely. So typically what happens is we'll usually have someone that we know already that's within the school, a relationship of some sort. Most of the women who serve on our board are already in education. So they'll usually find someone that they already know. We'll pitch them our program, have a meeting, you know, with the school itself, their board of education, and really, you know, explain what our program is and see if it's something that, you know, they're able to do and, you know, work into what they already have going on. And then typically from there, the facilitator or whoever, the person that we have the connection within the school will identify several girls that they feel like would, you know, be a good fit for the program, whether that's because of maybe issues they may have at home, maybe they have some academic struggles. So again, whatever it is that we can be a resource to them for, that's what we'll provide.
That's really exciting. And the thing that I think, you know, there's a lot of organizations that are mentoring to kids and young girls and that kind of stuff. But I do think it's really interesting that you guys stay with people beyond school. So talk to us about the women's program and how that works and what you're offering, because I think that's a really interesting twist. You don't really see that anyplace else where it's, you know, where you have these programs that are focused specifically on women kind of beyond school age.
Right. So that's actually something new that we just recently launched. So we kind of did a soft launch in fall of 2020. And pretty much what we try to do is identify the same things that we felt like we would have needed post high school, post college, and just really try to create specific events and programs that we feel like can bridge that gap. So whether that's for post-college women who may need that, you know, mentorship and, you know, those connections in terms of maybe landing, you know, interviews, whether it be internships, things of that nature, or if it's women who are moms and you're looking for resources to connect with other moms, or you're looking to start your first business. And so we try to really identify things that are missing in current events and programs and current offerings, things that we don't see that we need in order to stay connected with one another, you know, just not within our own age groups, but, you know, as a woman, I would like to connect with women who are a generation below me and a generation above. So we really try to keep a diversity age range, especially within our own organization, as best to find the needs of each individual age group.
That's fantastic. And I love the different age ranges that you're working with too, because sometimes those individuals can be mentors to each other. So that's actually a great opportunity there. You know, we've got a couple minutes left. Could you talk to what is exactly, how can the organization benefit from our listeners? So how they can get involved? Are there volunteer opportunities? And if there are, sort of talk to us about what some of those might be, and then how can people learn more?
Yes. So there are a lot of different ways that you can support us. We definitely have some volunteer opportunities that are coming up. Those will probably be later in the year, kind of think like fall, winter. We'll be looking to really partner with a lot of other ally and future partner organizations, kind of organizations that kind of have the same mission as us, and looking to do like back to school volunteer opportunities. We're also looking to do like food gift bags, things like that. So we're definitely looking for organizations that we can also partner with, not just in Georgia, but also in Chicago, where a good portion of our board is as well. We also have a website, the MSKExperience.com. And we also recently developed a partnership with Close Talk. It's a company that specializes in creating merch for nonprofits. So it's all just black and white merch with our branding on it. And you can do that either through the Close Talk website, which is CLOZTalk.com, or through our website as well.
Fantastic. So everybody make sure that you go on to the mskexperience.com, learn more. Siobhan, thank you so much for joining us on the Good Work Show today and talking to us about your mission. We support the work that you're doing and hope that this definitely resonates with some of our listeners. I think they will and want to connect and support and even maybe volunteer on some of the upcoming events. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me, ladies. This is great.